That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hi, it's the Bubba Overtime, and this might be the most well-attended Bubba Overtime in the history of Bubba Overtime. Seth Kushner in a very rare, euphoric appearance. He's in a very good mood today.
I heard we were getting holiday pay, time and a half for this appearance.
What? Shut up, Seth Kushner.
Really?
Lummy's on the... Lummy, you get the same amount no matter how many hours you work, buddy. Let's not get into the fucking the bullshit.
I'm good.
Yeah, Lummy, that's how salary works.
Okay.
Blitz, did you know? Of course you knew, motherfucker. But mine might be. I actually might be giving you news that you didn't know.
Okay.
Bitcoin's over 19.
I did not know that.
19.3.
Jesus.
Fuck. Man.
How much money have you made, Bubba?
$78.
Wow, that's not bad.
On it. I have made $80.41.
Damn.
I got a bunch of money in my account that I'm ready to jump back in.
Should have got on XRP.
I know.
Should have got to be on. No, you should have got on. God damn, you need to get on fucking Plug Power.
Sumo's that's a stock, though. Mine's on my Coinbase account.
Yeah. Sumo's the one that told me about.
It's a little down today, but.
Oh, Plug Power's down.
I bought a couple more shares.
Were you just out back talking to your stockbroker, Lummy, or were you talking to Ashley?
I was talking to my stockbroker, Ashley.
Okay.
yes, to both.
Blitz, Tesla's exploding, too, right now.
Oh, they've gone up a lot in the past year or two.
Do you like that guy? You like Zac Efron or whatever that guy's name is?
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the motherfucker because he's just got so much swagger. He's got so I don't much give a fuck.
Yeah, but he's not as hot as Zac Efron.
He does give a lot of fucks, though. Too many fucks. He's losing his mind.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Because he feels like, you know, the weight of the future of humanity is on his shoulders.
Oh, just get high and fucking
he did,
enjoy
and they
your
shit
money.
On him for that, too.
Enjoy your money, kid.
He can. He's constantly building.
I'd be
he's
like,
got,
fuck that.
He's got Tesla. He's got SpaceX.
Okay, but if you'd walk away from it all now, would he have... I mean, he would... And just check the fuck out. He would be fine, would he not?
Yeah, of course, money wise. But again, he has missions to like go to Mars and
yeah,
you know.
Somebody, yeah, but somebody, yeah. he needs to get some better pussy.
He just got a divorce, right?
He had a like A12 or whatever his kid's name is with that chick Grimes.
Yeah.
Why? She's like a weirdo artist from Canada, I
he
think.
He needs to get like a real hot, dark-headed bitch.
She is dark-headed bitch.
31, 32.
She's like 32.
Big titties.
I don't know what
how
her tits
do you know what
is.
He Lights needs? What do you know? How do you know what he
needs? Because
he's a guy. I know what guys need.
You don't know it down to the T what Elon likes. He's a different guy. He wants to go to Mars.
Yeah, and Bubba, he wants like a 24-year-old. He doesn't want no 30-something.
He wants to go to Mars. He doesn't want to go to a racetrack. You don't know what kind of pussy this guy wants.
Man, if I had that kind of money, I'd be like, man, there's going to be a fucking $500,000 to win fucking late model race.
This guy might want some unique pussy.
The difference
pussy.
Is, Bubba, he's got money.
Yeah.
He doesn't do stuff like that.
Oh. You know what? I'd be like Brewster's Millions. Motherfucker, I could spend $30 million in 30 days. Yeah. No problem.
And I'll tell you what, this picture of Elon right here, he looks handsome as hell.
Yeah, Anna, you would. You'd blast the shit out of him.
Sure,
you
why know? Not?
Well, of course. Like, there's Lummy, you would gotta you? Have a, you gotta have one dude
yeah.
that you just spread the shit out of it for him.
And I got a bunch of those dudes.
Yeah.
Lummy, would you take it from Elon?
Look yes. at fucking Elon, you weirdo. You fucking weirdo.
He likes Martians. I don't know what to tell
you. She's cute. She's cute.
No, she's not.
You're one
she's
of the,
weird.
You're one of the pimple-licious, most
Hold on.
Fucking coolest dudes ever.
Oh, does she got tattoos, though?
And you're with this
yeah.
fucking...
Is this Halloween or is just
no,
like
No, that's
a...
Grimes.
She's cute, but yeah, the tattoos don't...
Did
yeah.
she get ear extensions? Did she get monkey ears?
Oh, God.
Why do you think every dude
she looks like George W. Bush?
And what right does no. Anna have calling somebody weird?
She looks like yeah. a. She
Anna,
looks,
I'm not Anna, trying to hook up with Ilya.
She looks, like, looks a, like Little House on the Prairie compared to this bitch.
She yeah. looks like a goth out Miley Cyrus.
She does.
Yeah.
That needs to eat a cheeseburger.
Although Miley Cyrus kind of does it for me. She's like white trash hot. Look, fucking white trash bitch.
She has a mullet too.
Fuck yeah. You know, she'd fuck you nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Miley Cyrus would just fuck you nasty.
Yeah,
she
like,
talked about
fucking
it.
Fucking me good, bitch. You give me some good fucking dick.
By fucking you nasty, does that mean give you AIDS?
Fucking Iggy McGillicuddy gets it 5 subs.
I'm riding on your
dick. She likes women mostly now.
That's cool as shit.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, why don't you bring one of your girlfriends over? With fuck.
What?
I mean, you can't say that to a lot of girls.
Lummy, you still hang out with all those lesbians?
No, but you can't. You think about this. All the girls, all the women that you've, all of us guys have dated.
Oh, what the hell was that?
What the hell was that, Lummy?
Iggy McGillicuddy.
Lummy, did you break something just now?
Iggy.
Lummy.
He dropped it. He dropped his alcohol. He's a mountain of a man.
Oh, Lummy, no, you dropped your drink.
Did you drop your fucking drink? For real. No. God damn it, for real. No. Where's my bat?
What happened? Hold on, I'm going to tell you. I leaned back in the chair and it popped.
You broke the fucking chair, you fat
it.
Ass.
No, I didn't break it. I just popped it out of, because Dr. Dan and them like to have it locked and high.
That sounded, like okay. Sounded like a break.
It looks, to me, it sounded like a break. Did you do a poopy?
No.
No poopy.
It's that, you know the lever, you can push it in or out.
Did you do a fucking poopy?
No poopy, Big Papa.
So Blitz, cool. the lever licked locked on the deal?
Well, he had it locked, and he leaned it back, and it unlocked.
Oh.
Sorry.
Poor Lummy, he would get his ass beat if he just happened to break a chair. Seth could go over there and fucking break a chair like it's a Who concert, and it'd be, oh, it's okay, because it's fucking Seth. Yeah. Poor Lummy gets one little crip crap, and it's right. Fucking, got my bat out.
Lummy's chair makes a noise, and he's in trouble.
Seth can fucking run his car into the fucking studios, burn the fucking place down, and it's just quirky, because it's fucking Seth. Lummy has one little sound and he's ready to get fucking. I got my baseball bat out.
And you know what? And that's what makes you a good manager, boss man. You know, you have to handle everybody differently. Exactly. Everybody's got a different personality.
Although I feel like I'm getting a little closer to Anna. I feel like I'm gravitating a little.
We
closer.
Did. We bonded on Saturday
in a friend way. Like you know, yeah, like, I don't want to fuck you.
No, I know you don't.
No, for real. Like I don't.
Well, it depends
fuck
on the
you.
Day. It seems like, but
listen, I would like to fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh my
just
god.
Just unilaterally.
Yeah, I know.
Right across the board.
I know.
Unilaterally.
It's almost like to. Teach me a lesson, I feel like.
Lummy, do you feel that? Do you feel like you would fuck Anna unilaterally?
No.
Lummy's trying to figure out what unilaterally means.
Okay. Here's the official statement with regards to me and you fucking. Okay.
Gun saver.
I would never, ever, ever fuck you while we worked together. Ever. No fucking way.
Okay.
But if in other news, you're fired.
But if you would happen to leave or whatever, we could fuck afterwards if it was an amicable split. But that's assuming you'd want to fuck me, and I don't think you would. You do,
Bubba.
I think we're better. I think.
Airtight.
Holy
keep
shit!
How many?
10.
On the motherfucking west side.
Joe. What's his name, Anna?
Joe.
All airtight ski pole.
What's his name? Wait, what's his name and where's he from?
I just said it.
Literally, they just said
it. I'm sorry, I was
fucking
screaming.
Fucking peanut-headed bitch.
I was screaming during the
Zika
camera.
Head, bitch. Zika fucking head.
Little peanut head.
You don't know his name?
Listen to me. I don't know that you'd want to fuck me, but I think I'm mysterious enough that you'd want to fuck me just to see, wow, can I squirt? Is he really, for a big guy, really
Papa?
Got fucking moves?
Stop.
What? I'm not trying to be inappropriate. I'm talking as if we weren't fucking workers together.
Joe from the West Side is the right answer, by the way.
Oh, Joe from the West Side.
Yeah, he's from San Francisco.
Bubba.
He owns a large apartment building.
What? How could you even think that Anna would be remotely sexual?
I don't think she is. While having sex.
I can be sexual while having sex.
Yeah,
if
right.
If I did get Anna in bed, I'd turn that bitch out. Like, even if she was trying to be non-sexual, I'd just fucking turn that bitch out.
Sounds like a threat,
she'd be like sucking your ear and stuff.
Oh. No, but I'd be fucking pulling those nipples.
Stop.
Jesus Christ.
No, listen. All she'd have to say is, come on, Bubba, let's cuddle, and you're out.
And get rough on her. I get a little rough. I choke her out
a
little bit.
Stop.
I get her, like, I'd get in behind.
No. Stop.
And then fucking choke her out.
No,
okay.
No.
Until she
tapped. I like to breathe.
And like. When she starts, then I'd be like, okay, I'll let you have
it. Is that a wheeze? Was that a wheeze?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, right on that, like, no. She's got, like, three breasts left in life. I let her take
Jesus.
The last two.
Three breasts left in life.
You're holding the bat while you're going over the scenario.
Tell me, this bat was for you if you'd broken that chair, motherfucker. Different people have different deals around
chair
your
fixer.
Kid.
Chair fixer. Cool.
Different people have different deals around here, Lummy. Anna, was it very inappropriate for me make believing like that?
No, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I know you did.
Have you thought about taking the belt away from Lummy for breaking your chair?
I didn't break it.
Seth.
Can we talk about something like as friends? quit working me on the fucking belt, buddy. It's nonstop.
Well, actually,
like, we know you're the best. I mean, I can't make it that
obvious. Know that.
If I just give you the fucking belt, it might as well just be called "It's Only Seth's Fucking Belt" because nobody else ever gets to keep it. Because as soon as somebody gets to keep it, you're working me to get it back again.
Lummy is a mountain.
Everybody knows you're the best around here, fucker.
Lummy's a mountain of a man.
Okay. He, poor little guy, needs the fucking belt.
He put
1,000 hours in a video editing to do the fucking Dan Diablo.
He only put 8 in, actually. And don't you think that a day and a half is long enough for Lummy to have the championship? What if it switched hands on this, like,
what if we're trying to do, like,
a house show?
Like, what if we're trying to make a guy feel good about himself or as a pick-me-up? Why do you always be a short run?
If he wins with that
Dan would win. Fuck yeah, he'd get the belt. And Anna's not getting the belt, though.
Even if I win, I don't get it.
You're disgusted by the belt. At least I yearn for it.
I'm disgusted by it.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, once.
Oh.
Remember? And she just would like.
Biracial gangbang sting. Remember? Remember that?
Yeah, when she went to the Ramada Inn with the guys that wanted to both bang her.
Then why did you lose it? That would have been something you would have.
No, it's just someone else got it.
Dr. Dan got it.
Oh,
well. Oh, it's because I don't think she knew somebody in chat or something.
You know, when you do have the belt, you have to have a certain amount of knowledge about the belt. Like, for instance, I could just say, hey, Lummy, where's who's airtight ski pole?
Joe from the West Side, San Francisco.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And where does Bubba Light live?
Georgia.
Right, there you go.
There you go.
And, you know, what do the Nash brothers do for a living?
Electricians.
There you go.
See? Yeah.
But I thought it was drink.
Well, they do that.
They drink a lot. they get road sodies. They call them road sodies.
Yep.
After a party, the Nash brothers go and to the nearest 7-Eleven and convenience store and get at least a 6-pack of Tall Boys to make it home. And those are road sodies.
To make it home.
Yes, they have a
drink. I know.
Yes, they drink and drive. And yes, they got a drinking problem.
Well, easy,
and
Bubba.
It's not anything that I support or endorse. It's very irresponsible.
Really?
Yes. Blitz will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
They're tanked as fuck. Barely know their names. And they had to make it to 7-Eleven. And then they just fucking.
How far are they driving like this?
They put their car on autopilot and it makes it home.
Yeah, they got this O2 caddy, man. They're just like. And they just somehow fucking make. They just Mr. Magoo right down the fucking road.
Mr. Magoo.
How far are they driving?
Hundreds of miles.
Yeah, they do.
They go from here to Brooksville. They go like 72 miles right up the veterans. Like they set the
miles.
Fucking. They set the cruise at like 67.
Christ almighty. I'm glad I live in the other direction.
Oh, fuck. It's crazy as shit.
You been in the car with them?
Yeah.
What, are you ever road soda?
No, I don't drink.
I know.
I really don't.
I just didn't know if you ever had one.
I mean, I get fucked up, but I don't drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you like getting fucked up on, Daddy?
A lot of shit.
Yeah, tell me.
I was dialed to fuck in for the party, was I not?
You were always dialed in.
I think everybody was dialed to
fuck
in.
Yeah, because you were giving it to everybody like candy.
Dude, you're dialed in for not sleeping last night, up late watching your Buccaneers.
And I'm supposed to go from here to Ocala and be in Ocala all day.
Mm.
And so I'm fucked. I didn't get any sleep last night.
God damn, Bubba.
I was trying to jerk the fuck off, but I couldn't.
When?
Last night.
When you couldn't?
I just couldn't get into it. Because I was like, it was 2 in the morning. I'm like, if I jerk off, then I'm going to be so tired.
That's about when I did. It was 2 o'clock.
I know, but like I got to jerk off like at, you know, 3 in the afternoon.
What time you like to jizz, Lummy?
What time do you jerk off, Lummy? Be honest. Don't act like we're asking you out about fucking around all the time. Lummy, are you allowed to jerk off?
No, for real.
Can you touch your own dick? Are you allowed to touch your own dick?
I gotta think that actually.
Shut the fuck up. You can't fucking comment over there.
Hold on.
You haven't touched your pussy in years.
Hold on.
Fucking dusty fucking badger over there.
Lummy.
Fucking comment on me.
Lummy.
No, my dick gets wet every time I
Lummy.
Need it.
Lummy. Lummy.
Jesus.
I feel that was very aggressive.
I know.
Lummy.
He put his head down.
Lum.
Sorry.
Stop having outbursts at the girl. It's a great question. Sometimes women would think like if her man jerks off, it's disrespectful to her. Maybe Ashley's like, if you're jerking off, then you're not fucking me. There's some chicks like that.
Hold on. There should be more chicks like that.
I'm just saying.
No, I mean, if I want to have sex, I don't have to jerk off.
Right, sure. Yes, but sometimes a good jerk off is better than fucking.
I disagree. If you got a girl, man, and you're needing to jerk off, then she needs to step her game up.
How about she jerks you off?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
but that's how it should be.
Okay, Lummy, when you jerk off, do you bring Ashley in and let her do it, or like
yeah,
what?
Normally just ends with, you know, a little bebop or a little hee-hop, you know?
What?
Please tell me you didn't fucking just say that right now. A bebop or a hee hop.
What is, the fuck is that?
Let I me, think that those are two. Did you just say hold on. A bebop or a hee hop?
No, wait. Those are the two names of the apparatuses he likes to take. Bebop and hee hop.
Tell me that you didn't tell me, Lummy, that you didn't say bebop or a hee hop.
I said bebop and bebop.
God damn it, Lummy. I just want to take that belt away for you from acting so stupid, but I don't have anybody else to put it on.
He didn't even take. Does he have the belt right now?
Lummy, how do you
normally
know?
We don't wear it on the after show.
Yes, we do.
No, I will say normally he does not. On the overtime show,
Johnny Union rep over there.
Sorry, I mean, fuck you, Lummy. You should not have the belt.
I mean, that's how the union reps are.
That is how the union reps go. As soon as they get a little pushback, fuck that guy. Yeah. He was a horrible crane operator anyway.
Sure.
Fuck him. Well, Chris, I'm thinking about using a different union. Oh, these guys are fucking horrible. I need some new guys.
I'll replace them all. Fuck it.
This could be like a house show belt change, Bubba. You know, it's not like the main
you
show.
Shut your fucking hole.
Like
you're
at Madison Square Garden. Okay.
Dr. Dan's going to get it when he waxes on it.
That's not happening.
Lummy, I'm just going to let you keep it because you're like the special kid.
Thank you.
You know.
I'll take it, Bobby.
Bobby?
What? Take it what?
Hee-haw and b-ball or whatever the fuck he was saying.
He's called you Grandma and Yiddish.
That's your champ, Doink the Clown.
There you go.
You try it every time. You go, we're going to make Doink a legitimate wrestler.
Man, it's tough to put the fucking strap on Doink.
We're trying to make Doink Shawn Michaels, but we just can't fucking make it work. Cannot fucking make it work.
Give him the belt right now, Lummy. Look at those two. That's fucking comedy right there, buddy.
Do I get the belt, really?
Yeah, give him the fucking belt.
Yeah.
Give him the fucking belt. The Shawn Michaels can't be Doink the Clown reference. Got the motherfucker his belt.
Shut the fuck up and give him the belt.
Bring that motherfucker the belt immediately. We can't make Doink the Clown Shawn Michaels. Get you the fucking strap immediately, Lummy. Plus, you were just working. Fucking,
thank you.
Lummy, you were just missing. I was fucking trying to double tag you in. You just missed high spot after
thank
high
you,
spot.
Everybody.
Lummy, get the trapper out immediately right now. The belt belongs back home to the champ. Lummy, get your trapper out and tell me the history of the new fucking belt. Woo.
Seth, Lummy, hey!
Did he acorn ya?
No, he threw the towel at me very hard.
Throw that back. That's the official shining towel.
Seth, Lummy, Blitz, Seth, Anna, Dr. Dan, Seth, Dr. Dan, Lummy, Cave, Lummy, Seth, Lummy, Seth, Lummy, Lummy, Seth.
A lot of Lummies in there. The fuck was I thinking?
It's all in all, and all adds up to about 2.5 hours, Spongebob.
The new champ, Lummy, is officially Seth. Fucking high spot after high spot. You just can't fucking fight the feeling like Ario.
I know.
What the fuck?
I mean, no matter how many times you got to put the strap Ric Flair, you have to do it.
I mean, Flair's just selling them out night after fucking night.
Yeah, sure.
The clown couldn't get 10 people at the autograph session.
The clown can't get 10 people to come watch him wrestle in an eighth grade gym, you know?
Elon Musk surpasses Bill Gates to become the world's second richest person. Oh, hold on. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Al in Cincinnati. What's up?
Hey, Al, who's married to a hot fucking woman that's an actress and makes $18,000 a day doing Valtrex commercials?
Something like that. Actually, going to the bank today. We got another batch of checks yesterday.
Fuck. I need to be like a fat guy, you know, actor or something. You know?
The next John Candy?
Something. You
know, fat guy actor.
I mean, you know, hey, are you fat? Need to lose weight? 54? Fucking shot out? Take these fucking pills.
We had to hire a company to, like, track all this because they don't just give you one check. Like,
yeah, I know. They
I
like
got six checks here.
Fucking Sacramento cable system.
Man, they don't give me one check. I have to fucking cash a whole handful of them.
I don't get a $72,000 check. Yeah. I get $330,000 fucking check.
I have to go to the bank to cash all my checks. Yeah.
I wish I had a bitch that brought that kind of money.
Yeah, no Woo. Shit.
Maybe I'd start cuddling up a little. Might hold hands for that tomorrow.
Right.
Since you were talking about it, can I give Anna an F, Mary, Kill?
Yeah, please do. By the way,
Nancy, quit calling me 1,000 bits.
I love that fucking name. Yes, give Anna a fuck, Mary, Kill.
All right, Bubba, Blitz. Or Seth.
Oh, that's good. Fuck, marry, kill, Anna Hummel, Blitz, Bubba, and Seth Kushner. It's a wonder it's taken this long
to play this game. I hate that Lummy got left out of this equation, but...
She'd fucking
marry him. She would have killed Lummy.
No,
no,
she'd
have pegged Lummy.
She would
have you're right.
She would have married
him. This is not
him.
F, Mary, Kill, Peg.
He thought this through. You're right. She would have killed... She might have killed Lummy.
So F, Mary, Kill, Anna Hummel. She's got her hands above her head right
now. I'm thinking. Ugh. I feel like no one's going to be happy about this.
Well, no, I mean...
So we're not happy about it either.
None of us really want to do it either. Okay.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Nobody really wants to fuck, kill, or marry
you. Oh, no.
I mean, hold on. We all want to kill you.
But we're here to be fuck, married, or killed.
Our game is called kill, 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 and it's you, bitch.
All right. Yeah. Got it. Got it.
Zika head, bitch.
It'll be kill, 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 shut up.
All right, here we go. Kill, kill, kill.
All right.
Shut up. Fuck, marry, kill, on a Hummel.
So, can I at least I'm going to explain my reasoning,
yeah, of course,
Bubba, of what has to happen to you. You got to die. Sorry.
All right, kill me.
You have to die.
Good luck, bitch, on fucking continuing radio without me.
I know. You have to die. You don't want love story.
We saw Radio Equal before you got me, bitch. You don't want a love story,
so unfortunately you have to die.
All right.
You're
not really thinking this through because are you going to continue in radio? You think, you know, fucking blitz.
Hey, easy, dude. What?
You wanted me to answer the question.
We're getting some poutine.
You gotta die.
Fuck, marry, kill, Bubba. Bubba's dead.
I'd probably hate fuck Seth. Just kidding. It'd be good. Right. And then I'd marry Blitz.
So answer your answer question, fucking Alan.
You want to fuck?
Yeah.
Any more bright fucking suggestions? See you later,
Who
Alan.
Do you want to fuck?
I should do that. I should.
Ew.
Oh, it's Tampa fucking Terry.
Gross.
Hey, brother. It's the number one caller, Tampa Terry. How you doing,
hey,
brother?
Hey, Tampa Terry. Fuck, marry, kill. Me, Blitz, or Lummy.
What the hell?
I would marry you, brother. And, I would have you officiate our own wedding ceremony. Can you imagine how
weird
that
would be?
Do you, Tampa Terry, take me?
Yeah.
Papa Lars Price,
knows how to work.
As your fucking husband, because I'm not going to be the bitch. I'm fucking the shit out of you, buddy. Will you take me to be your husband?
Hey, brother, I was calling in with a... I don't have a complaint, but I have a concern about the off the rails with Anna show.
No. I'm actually kind of starting to like Terry's gimmick a little bit here.
Well, let's see. You're not 15 minutes worth.
Go ahead, Terry. What do you got for the off the rails on Anna Hummel? Tell me what you got. What high spot do you got, kid?
Well, so on yesterday's off the rails with Anna show, you know, I called in and I was wanting to talk with Anna and Lummy. But Lummy is just, you know, like he just goes along with whatever Anna wants to do. Like, why does Lummy let Anna just push him around?
Is he a pussy?
You know,
is he
Lummy,
a fucking
no,
pussy?
Hold on. Lummy did a very good job yesterday of, like, reining things in.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
He's my producer. You
know, he did a great job.
Tampa Terry is calling Lummy a pussy producer.
Yeah.
Oh, we want him still on Twitch.
Lummy was, you know, a man of principles, a man of the church. Now he's letting this California liberal push him around, brother.
Mm-hmm. What happened, Lummy? Did she push you around yesterday? I know Blitz said otherwise, but was there a moment where you felt like you had to kind of rein her in?
Nah, I was looking for the news. That was horrible.
What?
What do you mean?
To kill himself?
She still pushes him around, but he was able to rein in the show and save us on Twitch.
Now, you just said you were looking for the news?
Oh, was she being a little questionable?
No, she was fine.
I was toeing the line, but I was being careful.
Yeah, she was fine, mm-hmm. But Lummy made sure.
Okay.
It was perfectly fine.
Tampa Terry was just mad. I think she hung up on him.
It was time to go.
She hung up on you, Tampa Terry. That happens. I'm really the only person. I'm the only person that really appreciates your quirkiness and
no,
your.
She talked to him for probably like 7 minutes.
Yeah, it was a minute.
6 minutes too long, but still.
Just saying, Tampa Terry, I'm the only one that can really handle you, buddy. You're a dick to everybody else, but you pray to me at night. You got a shrine. I got you fucking Stockholmed too.
Yeah, and I'm a baby face now, brother. It's great being a baby face. You know, whenever Canada and America team up, great things happen, brother.
That's
like,
right.
Are you stopping? You're not playing nudes on your fucking Twitch stream anymore?
No, brother. And hey, you know the Canada America Alliance. Remember World War II, brother?
Yeah. No. Who have you aligned yourself with nicely on Chad that used to hate you? I'm seeing a bunch of clonks.
Yeah.
And it's probably because people don't appreciate your fucking humor. Because have you baby-faced with Iggy? That's the main guy you got to make things up with. Iggy? Unsavory?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely right, brother. I'm a huge baby face now. I'm, you know, doing things by the book. I'm on the high road, and just going to try to be a good person, be a good Bubba Army, brother.
All right, your new buddy. Name is Toronto Terry, right?
Those are all, brother, those are fake Terrys, and I'm sick of this. These are liberal fake Terrys in there. There's a Toronto Terry. There's all these fake Terrys.
Well, Toronto Terry has a fucking diamond.
I've been saying all along, they wish they were me, brother. They wish they were me. Ironclad proof. They wish they were me.
Terry, what's your official name?
He
buddy?
Lives like this the, shit, like, by the way, like just the
real,
so you know.
Like the real one, like the real name. Like, what's your official screen name?
Mine is Tampa Terry _ Canadian Hero.
Okay.
That's mine.
Is it suspended still?
Oh, he's back.
Oh, no, I'm back, Jack.
Tampa Terry _ Canadian Hero. That's yours. Now, have you got a diamond? Have you got a sword? Are you working on all that?
I'm working on it, brother. I'm on the come up again. You know, my diamond and my sword were taken from me, brother.
Well,
I'm a hero forsaken by his country, but I'm on my
way. That's funny because Benny says your new name is Tampa Terry Canadian Zero.
Bubba, also, we have reports Heather Wiz, who we all love and cherish. She said that this guy was very, very mean to her.
He is.
Oh, hell no.
Tampa Terry, brother.
Tampa Terry. You're going to get fucking killed by Iggy is what it's going to be. Like, she is one of the fucking chosen ones. Like, she's old fucking school. Like, she's serious XM 06 shit.
Don't call her old.
Whenever I saw her on Clem's Clubhouse, I even said, brother, like, hey, look, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were hot. I'm sorry for being mean to you. Like,
oh, fuck, Tampa Terry. Like, and you know who she's dating, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, her and Iggy are royalty, brother.
I'm just saying, like, fuck. Great. That's the last guy you want to fucking get sideways is him. This motherfucker's whacked out.
No, I don't have any problem with
him.
He came to the fucking Florida Man Radio,
and the only person who had more guns than him was Blitz, because Blitz had fucking few in the trunk.
I did. And they might be coming to Clem's Clubhouse.
Yeah. Of course, they're always invited.
Hopefully, Iggy brings my shirt.
0% liberal. Yeah. I guess Heather was like, but Iggy, put that ass on. I guess he was going to wear it, and Heather's like, Iggy, quit being an asshole. That's why he put the flannel on. Because he was going to come sport it out like a big day. And I guess Wizzy said, Iggy, quit being a fucking dick, rubbing it in people's face. So he's like, okay, I'll put a flannel on.
It was aggressive, but that's okay.
Tampa Terry _ Canadian Hero, whatever the fuck you are, listen, buddy. Fuck. Yeah, I mean, you better
ew.
Just go over the top. Are you jacking off right now, buddy?
No, he walked three steps.
Brother.
Is he a bigger guy? Are you a big guy, buddy?
Yeah, my landline's upstairs, brother, so I run upstairs to call you.
Listen, I would be baby-facing, like, you know.
Are you a big guy?
Are you a big guy, Tampa Terry? What do you go? How many stones?
Yeah, I'm, the gyms have been closed because of COVID, brother, so I'm about 320 right now.
Yeah, okay.
How tall are you?
I don't really know, but I think I'm about 6 or 6'1".
Yeah. So you're like 5'8"?
5'10".
Yeah.
That's what I tell people, Terry. I mean, I'm always 6 foot. I'm fucking barely 5'10". Oh, 5'9". Hey, Tampa Terry, I don't know what to tell you other than you do have a clear phone line, your bag full of fucking milk, a lot of people hate you, and you are absolutely fucked. I can't even fucking save you if you have heat with Heather Wiz.
I don't have Heather Wiz, brother. I only have heat with Miss Carrie Baby and Living on Your Lips.
All the hot chicks in chat.
Both of those I absolutely fucking adore.
Yeah.
Those are the three best bitches in the whole fucking deal.
Yeah, you pick all the cool chicks and get heat with them. That's a good move.
Heather Wiz, Miss Carrie Baby, and Living on Your Lips are the coolest, the three hottest fucking coolest bitches around, and you got heat with all three of them. One's from New Mexico, one's from fucking Pennsylvania, Florida, New York, and then the other one is from, I think, Wizzy's from Pennsylvania as well. Like, what the fuck, Tampa Terry? Why would you have problems with any three of those girls? They're the nicest women ever.
Look, they're great people. It's nothing personal, but, you know, when women come in the chat room, they get all the attention. Everyone wants to talk to
That's
them.
That's how life
know?
Works,
what
buddy.
What about Terry, brother?
No. I mean, as much as you fucking guys are clonking him, you got to put the motherfucker over knowing how to
he's
work.
He's typing in the chat as he's talking. He's saying all this stuff. This guy's an animal.
Blitz, how much heat would we get if we gave him a diamond? Would there be a lot actually, of...
To be honest, we don't have any available right now.
Oh, fuck. Maybe take my diamond away to give
you.
You
don't have one.
Okay, well, maybe... I mean, Tampa Terry, I really want to give you a diamond, buddy.
Well, I had a diamond twice, brother, and he keeps getting taken away from me.
I know, Blitz is... I mean, like, Blitz is really tight on the fucking diamonds. I'm just saying. Shine bright like a diamond. Fucking Blitz doesn't. Blitz has got a surplus of diamonds. He's got.
Well,
all
I mean, to
boys.
Be honest, we have a limit, and they are all out right now.
Yeah. Fuck, even Living on Your Lips doesn't have a diamond. I'd give her one before you, fucking Terry. You're like 100th on the line right now. I mean, I'm looking at people right now that I would probably give diamonds. I don't know, though. You know how to work, buddy.
Toronto Terry, 1,000 bits.
Which is not this guy.
Oh, see, yeah, Toronto Terry's got. He knows how to work.
Yeah.
Well, I just got banned from the chat room again, brother.
No, see, they shouldn't ban you for that.
No, Iggy banned him. He said, fuck you, talk about Heather Wiz. You're getting banned.
I don't think he was talking bad about
No, it was Iggy.
He's great.
Iggy said, fuck this guy.
I think Heather Wiz is great. I even said, I'm sorry for being mean to her after I realized she was hot. It's my bad.
Yeah. Well, let's say that she wasn't hot.
Right, then he'd be mean to her.
She is. But you shouldn't be fucking mean to her. She didn't do anything to you. She's. What did she ever do to you? Did she call you out?
Well, it's just, it's just hard in the chat room when, she's in there and,
Oh, you're saying she gets in there, next thing you know, fucking Tampa Terry's like, fucking
Yeah, low man on totem pole.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm nothing then.
Listen, I mean, fuck, I hate nothing. They hate me, buddy. You got something going for you. I think maybe the only person that hates me, they hate more than me, is you.
And you're not banned anymore.
Oh, look at fucking Blitzy unbanded you.
That's Iggy.
Iggy unbanded, but don't worry, it'll take another minute, you'll get banned.
Hey, listen, motherfucker. I would just suggest one thing, and that would be to start baby facing on those three immediately. Fuck face, stupid.
You're right, brother. I'm. You're right. I'll do whatever you say.
You get heat with the fucking people that you shouldn't. You're out of breath.
Are you going to respect our America's Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, I love American Thanksgiving. I love America. I love
living on your lips, 1,000 bits.
You love living on your lips.
Uh-oh, hold on,
that pussy with a bag of milk.
I mean, Terry, you gotta admit that's a good fucking heat getter there. Come on, cuzzy.
Well, I didn't laugh at that.
But anyway, buddy.
Stop that pussy with the bag of milk.
She lives in New Mexico, bro. Who's going to take her?
No, you dumb fuck. Carrie lives in New Mexico. Living on Your Lips lives in New York and now Jacksonville. And Wizzy lives in fuck with Iggy. That's all you got to know.
Bro, your government cares so little about New Mexico. They test nuclear bombs there. And we're going to listen to their opinions, bro.
She's a lawyer in New Mexico, you stupid fuck. She doesn't work at a bomb testing range, you dumbass.
The whole state of New Mexico, brother, is compromised by nuclear fallout. It affects their brains. It affects the way they think. That's why she hates me.
When was the last time they tested one above ground?
Oh, probably every week, brother.
It was like in the 50s or 60s.
I would be willing to say they probably tested bombs in Canada since they have New Mexico, you stupid fuck.
Why are you getting the heat on Terry? You want to give him a diamond 2 seconds ago. Now
well,
he's a
I mean,
stupid
he's
fuck.
Getting, he's getting heat with Carrie, baby, and that's one of my fucking sore spots. I love that bitch.
Yeah, she's got big tits.
I know, but
big
he was
tits,
getting...
And she's also helped your Instagram with those tits a few times.
She now, did, she but now he got heat with Living on Your Lips, and she just threw us 1,000 maybe, so, it's working out. He's fundraising here.
Listen, Terry, shut your fucking...
Someone's got to send bits. Terry doesn't.
Shut your mouth. When it comes to some really, really great people in chat, you know who the fuck... You shouldn't be fucking with anybody. Why don't you just fucking be cool? Why don't you just be cool, buddy? Hey, I'm Terry. I'm being cool. I don't have a diamond. I don't got a sword. I don't got shit. But I'm Bubba Army, buddy. I love
yeah,
you,
even
Terry.
Toronto Terry's sent in 1,000 bits just now.
Yeah. Hey, Iggy.
I'm trying to be cool, brother.
Wizzy is the number one. Living on your lips. Fucking hot as shit. Love you, gals. Go America.
All right, we got to clear the line.
All right, Terry, good luck on the travels within chat there. I don't know if you're banned. I don't know if you're unbanned.
He's unbanned this second.
You're unbanned, buddy. So,
all right, brother.
I'm going to monitor chat, and let's, hopefully for the 4 or 5 or 8 or 15 more minutes I'm going to be here, you don't get your shit banned, buddy. Oh. Just clear the phone line, you fat ass.
Jesus Christ.
Iggy says, fuck you, Tampa Terry.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
Hey, Florida Stanley. How are you?
Hey, it's good. So I might not have a chance to call into Kevin's Law tonight because I'll be prepping my race car for Sebring this weekend. So I came to ask Anna a favor, if she can remember, just to thank him.
I think
for
Kevin's actually jerking off right now because I think Bitcoins might hit 20 grand.
Fiona Flowers, 1,400 bits, Lummy!
What's that, sir?
Thanks, Lynn.
That's actually why I'm calling, because he was talking about XRP a couple weeks ago. I started looking into
it. Manson, quit calling me 1,000 bits.
You got into XRP at what, and what is it now?
Kevin's made me about $6,000 just in the past 5 days.
Yeah, XRP up to 66 cents or whatever.
Yeah, I bought in at like 22 cents. I bought about 4,000 coins.
Woo!
And, nice. Yeah, so he's made me, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it was about $6,000 in the past 4 or 5 days.
I will let him know.
Skyrocketed. Yeah. So if I can call in, I will, but because it's from 6 to 8, right?
5 to 7.
5 to 7.
5 to 7. All right, I'll try and call in. But yeah, if I can't, just let him know. Thank you, because he was talking about it a couple weeks ago and got me looking into
it. She might forget. She might be getting her pretzels ready to eat on the board, so I don't know.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, buddy.
I'll
good
talk to you guys later.
Get yourself a snack before 5 o'clock tonight, Anna.
Can anybody predict how many Bitcoins you think, Kevin? Blitz, I think you could probably have the closest guess. Do you think he's got over 1,000?
No.
Okay. Do you think he's got over 100?
Yes.
Yeah. What's 100 put you at? $2 million? 100 times 19,000 is 1.9 million. Fuck me running.
I think between the family, they have that much.
Really?
Like, including the kids. I doubt he does by himself.
Oh, I must have some heat over at JVC.
Now what?
Shane goes, can you give me a call after the show?
Why would there be heat?
And I go, am I in trouble? He goes, not with me.
Oh, no.
I go,
Oh, the sales guy.
Scott, the sales pick.
That's what I was thinking.
I think I handled that very wonderful.
I think so, too.
What did we say? Oh, there was a looting. There was a looting. There was a looting. A looting, right?
To what?
The woman he was with.
What about her?
There was a looting about...
That she's hot as fuck.
She was hot as fuck.
That's it. Yep. She was hot.
I'm asking him, you want to call in on the show? Hold on. He goes, if you're free now, I'll call you. And I go, I'm on the air.
Yeah,
you want to call in? He goes, call me when you can. Nothing to stress about.
Oh, no.
Oh, Spongio. We're about to hit the big time, right?
Man.
They're about to put us on somewhere else.
Also, that deal better not have fallen through.
Leave it to me to get fired.
Fuck. There goes the New York, Chicago, LA deal.
Get fired.
Asshole.
From the Christmas party. From the station party.
All right.
When is that again?
The 16th?
Or when would it have been if we...
No,
I said, you want to call in on the show? And he goes, no way.
Let's call him.
It is on the 10th.
Let's go live on live.
Leave it to me to get fired from the station party.
He's cool as fuck. I love Shane.
2 weeks and 2 days.
I was on my best behavior.
Tell him you've got a brand new fresh Rattler for the 10th.
Did you leave a trail of Pfizer's or what happened?
Yes.
Did I leave some of my stuff?
You left your bottle sitting there.
I know, but I peeled off my name.
I saw that. I made sure.
Did you give Justin Clark a bad gimmick? What happened?
Did one of my guys? I wonder if somebody OD'd.
Well, geez, I hope we would have found out earlier than now. Someone died Saturday night.
They just expired yesterday.
Yeah, for your gimmicks. Maybe they're ruling it a COVID death. Who knows?
I thought I really livened up the whole fucking program.
I would imagine it's about the sales pig. You said he was a sales pig. And then
that's what I've always
called him, Scott, the sales pig, from the day I've worked there.
No, but there was also another thing.
He had a murmur.
No, there was a thing. Oh. About $300.
Yeah, and that's what the going rate is. Fuck it, I'll take 2 nights.
I was going to say, that's a good deal.
$300 and 3 cigars we sent.
I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm out. I gotta call Shane. I'm fucking worried.
I'm the champ.
You are the champ. This went an hour. This was good.
Get our podcast.
Maybe you could put this up for the complete show. I don't know what
I could tomorrow or Friday or something. Yeah.
Thank you to everybody for sticking around. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blitz and Lummy and Anna.
Yeah, man.
Thank you,
Seth
boss.
Kushner, the new champ.
Fuck yeah.
Seth only did the show to steal the belt from you, Lummy.
And it worked.
It worked again.
Again.